That's MIA. I'm Torre. I've lost my co-host, Allison. She's in yo-yo world. She's standing up nowhere near the mic. They're walking the dog. They're doing other things.
I'm wearing the triangle.
She's actually good. I think sponsors are on line three. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are digital, FM, satellite, online at bryantpark.org. And we're also on the side of yo-yos. Coming up, Will Leach wants to save sports from itself. He's the editor of the best sports blog on the web, Deadspin. His book is called God Save the Fan, and good luck God doing that. He's here to talk about his book, but first, the news with the lovely Rachel Martin.
I rock. I'm good at this. Hey, good morning, everyone. One of France's largest banks says it's out more than $7 billion with a B dollars. The bank says the loss is the result of one really amazing case of fraud. One trader in the bank's financing and investment division is being blamed for the loss. The BBC's Alistair Sanford has more.
The details are gradually emerging, but Société Générale says the trader is based here in Paris. It's in the process of dismissing the trader. It also says the trader's managers will leave the company. Société Générale says it's lost more than $7 billion. On top of that, it's lost a further $2.5 billion linked to the global credit crisis. Its stock has plummeted around 20% since the start of the year. The fraud echoes similar, though smaller, losses announced last year by another French bank, Crédit Agricole, which lost nearly $300 million.
That's the BBC's Alistair Sanford reporting from Paris. There's violence to report today out of Iraq. A suicide bomber killed an Iraqi police officer and two other officers while they were touring wreckage of a blast a day earlier that devastated part of the city of Mosul. At least 30 people were killed in that attack and over 200 injured. That's according to local officials in the northern Iraqi city. A police spokesman said the police chief was attacked today after gunmen ambushed the blast site, sparking clashes. Mosul, a major transportation hub with highways leading west to Syria and south to Baghdad, is considered a crucial conduit for insurgents so they can get access to money and fighters from across the border. Everyone wants a piece of the social networking pie, even the anti-Beeb. Reports say that the commercial arm of the British Broadcasting Corporation, you know it as the BBC, will be partnering up with MySpace. The announcement is expected today. Under the deal, the Beeb will make some of its content available on MySpace in an effort to broaden their audience in younger demographics. And finally, lawyers for Barry Bonds have asked a judge to throw out the perjury case against baseball's all-time home run king. The lawyers filed a motion to dismiss yesterday in federal court. Bonds was indicted last November on charges that he lied to a grand jury about using banned performance-enhancing drugs. Here's NPR's Tom Goldman.
The motion blames prosecutors for shoddy questioning when Barry Bonds testified in 2003 before a grand jury investigating the Balco doping scandal. Prosecutors repeatedly asked Bonds if he got banned performance-enhancing drugs from his personal trainer, Greg Anderson. Anderson ended up serving prison time for his involvement in the Balco scandal. Transcripts show Bonds answered the questions about drugs from Anderson by saying no. But according to the motion, the questions were frequently imprecise, redundant, overlapping, and frequently compound. Bonds' lawyers asked for a judge to either dismiss the case or order prosecutors to streamline the indictment. It says Bonds lied 19 times, but he was indicted on 4 counts of perjury and 1 count of obstruction of justice. Last month, Bonds pleaded not guilty.
That was NPR's Tom Goldman. That is the news. You can find it always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Allison and Ture.
Mm-hmm.
And your next guest.